Yeah, I really don't know why they keep releasing analog-only radios. The FTM-150 is a pretty neat radio. It would be even cooler if they put Fusion on it. Why they didn't, I don't know. But there's really not a downside to adding Fusion to the radio, because if it does analog just fine, cool. If it has the added benefit of having a Fusion, if having Fusion on it, even more cool. And, yeah, I really don't know why they're making analog-only radios still. Because the Fusion-capable radios still do Fusion very well. And, yeah, it just doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. I mean, the 150 has the ASP. You can get the ASP on it. And there are other single bands, the VHF radios, I think it's the 3185 and 3165, and those are 65 and 85 watt radios respectively. Those also, you can also get those with the ASP in them. However, they're not fusion capable either. So, I'm not really sure what's going on over there. What they're doing is not making a whole lot of sense, but, oh well.